Some people would be shocked to hear that it's a problem. They would think it's the best job in the world. You just play with kittens and puppies all day and everybody's happy.
4,000 Canadians die by suicide every year, according to Statistics Canada. Surprising to many might be that veterinarians are at an especially high risk. A 2019 study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that male vets are 2.1 times more likely than the general US population to die by suicide. For female vets, this number is even higher, at 3.5. Dr. Leslie Steele is a veterinarian and part owner of both CBS Animal Hospital and Kemmend Road Animal Hospital. For more than 2 years, Steele has volunteered with Not One More Vet, short NOMV. The nonprofit organization wants to raise awareness and offer mental health resources to vets, but also invests in research and offers grants to those who struggle financially.
Our goal is to talk about the veterinarians that are still alive and still with us and talk about what we can do to continue to keep veterinarians alive and to take away some of the burden that is making them feel that this is the only choice that they have.
Dr. Greg Keefe is Dean of the Atlantic Veterinary College at the University of Prince Edward Island.
I don't want to leave you with the impression that veterinary medicine isn't a great profession, but there certainly are a lot of challenges, and these challenges are probably greater now than they've ever been.
Keefe says the college has recognized the issue and not only offers courses on wellness, resiliency, and stress reduction, but also peer support and counseling.
Across veterinary schools and across the profession in general, there's a lot more supports than historically there might have been. But we're always looking for new ways to improve that.
But why is all this even necessary? Why do vets struggle so much? Tracy Matthews is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Veterinary Medical Association. He says there are many factors.
Part of the reason they get into that field in the first place is a desire to help people. And so you take on this position that's what you want to do, and there's always going to be barriers. So you get stuck in a situation where you feel frustrated that you maybe could help, but for some reason you're not able to.
Many of these barriers have to do with money. Leslie Steele explains how.
You know, veterinarians are graduating with debt load in excess of $400,000, $350,000, and they're being paid amounts that barely allow them to make a living. And it becomes an endless loop of, you know, debt, you know, working to pay your debt, but then not having enough money to live on.
Steele wants pet owners to have better financial plans for potential veterinary treatments, so frustration towards their vet can be avoided.
Veterinary medicine is expensive, and veterinary care for their pets and their furry family members is expensive, and so they need to have a plan for their care. They can have pet insurance, they can have a savings account that they put monthly money in for their pet, you know, a credit card that's available that they only utilize for their pet.
Matthews says the situation is getting worse.
You know, the customer service side of things has become more, you know, borderline abusive in some cases. We take on so much responsibility for these pets' health and well-being. And if we feel like somebody's telling us that, oh, it's your fault that something bad happened, and we feel that's not the case, then we tend to internalize it.
He says a big factor is social media. Steele agrees. She asks pet owners to respect their vet's boundaries.
They often are getting contacted at night, during the night, weekends, you know, with requests for free medical advice or, you know, for help because people don't want to or aren't able to spend money to care for their pets. And so they don't get to turn it off. As of lately, one of the other big issues is cyberbullying. You know, somebody's not happy with something and they go online and they, you know, completely bash the veterinarian or the hospital and involves money and accusations of the vet's not caring.
Long work hours and high workloads also negatively impact vets. Matthews stresses the importance of mental health and social media training to be able to better handle stress.
We have relatively little control over how people choose to act. And so the other side of the equation is how we process things and how we manage things.
Steele and Keefe ask clients for more kindness.
As a society, it would be good if we were not so critical, and maybe that's our fault. We haven't created enough understanding about the limitations that that veterinarians are under when they, you know, offer treatment and it costs a certain amount.
Still, Keith, Matthews, and Steele all seem to have hope that things can get better in the future. A faculty member of the Veterinary College just received a grant to study the mental health of graduates. In the next 3 to 4 months, NOMV will launch an ambassador program to train vets locally in mental health so they can quickly help colleagues in crisis. With more research and awareness, in the near future, maybe there will be not one more vet. For Kicker News, I'm Henrike Wilhelm.